Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are wedding bells in the air? Well, if so, it's important to devote some serious mental energy to financial matters. And this analysis shouldn't be limited to just the bills associated with your wedding. From Marrying Your Financial Future by Laura Coffey, here's today's top three. Number one, begin by talking. Before you get married, be completely upfront with each other about how much money you earn, how much money you spend, and how much money you owe. Be totally honest about any and all debts of any kind, whether it's child support, alimony payments, business loans, credit card debts, or any other key financial details. Number two, figure out where your money is going. If you'll make a simple budget and monitor your joint expenses for just a month, you'll be able to see how well you're covering those expenses and where you realistically could limit spending. This is a great exercise to see how much to set aside for an emergency fund or unexpected problems after the wedding. Number three, joint or separate accounts. Now, this is a highly personal decision, and most financial advisors would recommend that couples have joint accounts for things like savings, investments, and their household expenses. And then each person may want to consider a separate checking account for their own discretionary spending. You know, some of the best marriage counseling comes directly from God's Word. I can't encourage you enough, if you're considering getting married, to get involved in a Crown Bible study. You can find one at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.